Time now for the Morning Line here on KMA. We just got done celebrating a little anniversary here at KMA, our 100th anniversary to be exact. But the month of October marks another major milestone regarding one of KMA Land's favorite songs. Of course, we're talking about Johnny Carson, who would have been 100 years old on October 23rd. The Corning native hosted NBC's Tonight Show for almost 30 years. And to celebrate what would have been his 100th birthday, the Johnny Carson Birthplace Society in Corning has some special activities that are planned for that day. Roger Sorensen is the organization's spokesperson. He joins us on the line this morning to talk about the big event. Good morning to you, Roger.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Good to have you with us, sir. And first of all, I know you folks are excited about this month and what's going to be happening on October 23rd. Talk first of all about your organization. What is the Johnny Carson Birthplace Society all about?
Well, we, of course, treasured the fact that Johnny was born in Corning, and we purchased the house some years ago and completely renovated it back to what it would have been the look of it in 1925 when Johnny was born. And we're preserving his legacy. Actually, he still is the number one TV icon. And so we're excited. I think it's a real inspiration to young folks to you don't have to be born in California or New York. You can rise to stardom if you want to. If that's your desire, it doesn't matter where you are born.
Now, this house you restored is the Johnny Carson Birthplace Museum. It's at 513th Street in Corning, where Johnny lived at least his first 3 years of his life before he eventually ended up in Norfolk, Nebraska. When people come into the museum, what will they see? What are some of the things they'll see in that house?
Well, we have several pictures of the renovation process, and we have pictures and several articles on Johnny, and we also play a video of when he talked to his babysitter, and he did that on his program. And that is very interesting and humorous. And we have his copy of his birth certificate there. You know, Johnny was actually born in the house, and so we have pictures of him in front of the house with his sister and mother, and just all kinds of memorabilia that we had a suit donated that was purchased in one of his locations. He had a clothing store in Omaha, and so we have that and other things as well.
And this museum, when is that open to the public?
Well, we have on the door that, you know, if you want to call and visit, someone would be there. But we're always open from Memorial Day to Labor Day and on weekends on Saturday. We're hoping that we can have a full staff there. It's just amazing how we were just meeting there the other day and a car pulled up from North Carolina wanting to visit the house. So it is basically available anytime, but they would have to maybe give somebody a call and they could be there shortly.
Let's cut to the chase. You've got some things happening on October 23rd, which would have been the 100th birthday of Johnny Carson. How do you plan to celebrate that milestone on the 23rd?
Well, we're going to be serving a meal, and we're having people register. We're going to have door prizes. Also, I think our high school is going to have their band there, so you might hear the theme song from his Tonight Show, and a good time of remembering him. We're also going to be playing videos of his monologues, and that'll be on a TV screen outside.
And that's, again, what are the hours on October 23rd of the celebration?
Okay, we will be serving lunch from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Now, if they want to come earlier or stay a little later, we'll be there till 4 o'clock for sure.
And this event, how important is it to celebrate Johnny Carson's birthday, his centennial birthday? How much does he mean still to the Corning community and to Southwest Iowa? And what all did he do for Corning over the years to kind of, I guess, cement his legacy, so to speak?
Well, yes. One thing that he did is one of our local ladies sent him a letter and said it would be nice to have a skate park there, and didn't hear anything for a while. And pretty soon he sent a check for, I believe it was $85,000, so we could have a skate rink and skate park. And he also donated to the school, and I guess we get excited when we think of him and all his antics and so forth. He actually created, I don't know, a toilet paper shortage, if you would.
I remember that.
He read an article on his show back in 73 and said that there was concern of energy and so forth. He said it could lead to a shortage of toilet paper. Well, guess what? The people started hoarding toilet paper, and it actually did cause a shortage.
But in addition, addition to Corning, what kind of a legacy has he left for this entire region? Because he also contributed to a lot of different things here in Southwest Iowa and, of course, in his native Nebraska.
Yes, well, he did several of the local communities. The family moved around because of his father's occupation. He was born there in the house, and they lived there approximately 3 years, and then they moved to Avoca, and I believe Clarinda. I'm not exactly certain on the time periods or anything like that, but when you mention his name, people light up. It's inspiration to the Midwest.
Now, if somebody wants to see the house, or if they're interested in what's happening on October 23rd, how do they? Whom do they call, and how did they get a hold of you?
Well, we're having the event located, of course, at the house, which is 13th and Davis, from our main street, which we call. It's actually Davis. We call it Main Street. You just go straight up the street till 13th, and it's right on the corner, and that's where we're going to have the event. If they want to go to the website, there's a couple numbers they can call to have questions about it. They could call my number, for instance, 515-795-7777. Or there's some other board members' numbers listed there as well.
How many people do you have on the Birthplace Society board?
Right now we have 7.
And what's in the future besides this big celebration? Is there anything else you want to do in the future for the museum?
Well, we are a little mixed on this, but we would like to build a visitor center if it could happen, right adjacent to the house. But that's quite an undertaking, and we want to keep maintaining the house very well, and have been, would like to, again, just celebrate the legacy of Johnny, and that would be one way of really captivating bus tours and so forth.
Well, we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, in the future. Again, October 23rd in the Johnny Carson Birthplace Museum, the 100th anniversary of Johnny's birthday. Roger, thanks for being with us to talk about this event, and hope you have a good turnout, and we'll talk to you again soon. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
It's Roger Sorensen with the Johnny Carson Birthplace Society on the Morning Line on KMA.